This is Locked on Flex. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin. And it's Wednesday, the 24th of April.
Jazzy boy, remember when Atlassian acquired video recording platform Loom for $975 million?
I do.
Well, Atlassian has rolled it out within their 11,000 staff. And they reckon they've already cut 375,000 meetings across the company. And surprise, surprise,
wow.
Atlassian is also on a big push to sell this software.
No surprises there. Fluxam, at the end of the month is the perfect time to do your financial hygiene, check your credit score, see whether it went up, whether it went down, and how you can improve it for the next month. We've got it all covered in the Flux app, so make sure to check it out.
Three hygienic stories today, Juzzy boy.
Let's do it.
For our first, ABC Radio has seen its audience share plummet to the lowest point ever.
Ooh.
As it struggles to sustain its hero products.
Gotta be honest with you, not sure I even remember the last time I listened to the radio, so what is the story here?
Well, Juzzy boy, ABC is the Australian national broadcaster that was established by the federal government in 1932.
And as a national broadcaster, ABC is publicly owned and mostly funded by the Australian government.
Now, ABC's capital city radio network has delivered some of its worst results. Ooh. Since the network started keeping results.
ABC Sydney and ABC Brisbane posted their lowest station market share results since 2004, when ABC actually started keeping these records.
We're talking market shares of 5.1% and 4.2% respectively.
And B-Man, 10 years ago, these networks had close to double the market share, around the 10% mark.
ABC Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth weren't much better either.
And Brett, that means they have a smaller share of a smaller market overall.
Yep, radio listenership as a whole has declined significantly post-pandemic.
And as traditional media platforms like radio and free-to-air TV are in decline, media companies like ABC have shifted their focus to digital.
Which, believe it or not, in ABC's case, hasn't completely paid off.
So what is the key learning here?
As the media industry matures, it needs to adapt to the needs of different generations.
Now, B-Man, the ABC, like many companies, has been investing in its digital media products like ABC iView and podcasts as well.
But traditional forms of media like radio and TV is how audiences over the age of 50 largely consume ABC's content.
And ABC's focus on digital has actually come at the cost of its legacy product and a major chunk of its audience.
And Juzzy boy, with media consumption being so different between generations, mm-hmm. large media companies need to balance these generational differences. For our second story, Amazon has been selling goods on its competitors' e-commerce platforms. Ooh. For years under the alias Big River Services to gather intel on its biggest rivals.
Wow, this sounds like it's straight from a James Bond movie, B-Man. What the bejesus mm-hmm. is going on here?
Well, Juzzy boy, we know Amazon as the company founded by Jeff Bezos with its enormous marketplace of products, mm-hmm. its one-day delivery, and of course, its Prime program.
We also know Amazon as the company that wants to dominate the whole e-commerce market and generally will stop at nothing to get there.
Now, Juzzy boy, the Wall Street Journal has revealed that Amazon has been selling random products on other e-commerce platforms to gather intel.
Under the name Big River Services, they've sold a range of products from t-shirts to shoes and even beach chairs.
Jeff Bezos does love showing off his beach-ready rig these days.
And B-Man, Big River Services was selling its goods on eBay, on Shopify, on Walmart, and even on Amazon itself.
The goal was allegedly to infiltrate rival marketplaces across multiple countries.
And under this alias of Big River, they could get pricing data, logistics insights, and also get a good idea to see how competitors ran their business operations. It's all part of Amazon's obsession with dominating the e-commerce world.
Yes, it is. So what is the key learning here?
There's a fine line between competitor market research and corporate espionage.
Juzzy boy, we know it's common for companies to do market research on other companies.
You know, using the old Google searches, the market research firms, even word of mouth.
But Amazon's tactics with its fake business kind of blur the lines between legit intelligence gathering and corporate espionage.
Which, by the by, is a federal crime in the United States.
You see, Big River Services was able to join a fulfillment program for e-commerce sellers that was operated by FedEx.
And then those employees from Big River Services reportedly relayed the pricing and other terms to the Amazon logistics team. And B-Man, Amazon isn't the only one capturing questionable data to give itself a competitive edge.
I know. Last month, Meta was found to have peeked into their users' supposedly encrypted traffic from none other than rival Snapchat.
But B-Man, it's a fine line between competitor research and good old-fashioned 007 spying.
For our third and final story, free-to-air networks like 7 and 9 are worried for their futures as teenagers spend 83% less time in front of TVs and more on their phone.
Holy smokes, 83% is a giant drop. But let's be honest, TikTok is eating the world, so tell me more.
In terms of the broadcasting market here in Australia, there are three networks that rule the roost.
We've got 7, 9 and 10 that have more than 75% of the broadcasting market.
But Juzzy boy, the problem is that they're now not only competing against against each other, but also competing against new modern players for very precious attention.
We're talking Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, but also TikTok and Instagram.
In fact, Free TV Australia, the industry body for free-to-air TV, they say that free-to-air TV networks are battling big time.
In fact, B-Man, according to this industry body, teenagers used to spend 75 minutes every day watching commercial TV.
And now they spend just 13 minutes per day, which is an 83% decline.
But B-Man, it gets even worse because industry insiders believe that at some stage in the future, protectionism of this industry will eventually come to an end.
Interesting call. So, Juzzy Boy, what's the key learning here?
Protectionism is when governments shield a country's domestic industries from competition.
And in this case specifically, we're talking about the government making laws to protect the financial interests of local free-to-air TV networks when it comes to live sport.
For almost 30 years, the government has prevented pay TV companies like Foxtel from paying to air major sporting events.
That is, unless one of the free-to-air networks has had a chance to make an offer first.
And the sports that fit into this are the Olympics, the AFL, NRL, also the Australian Open. But interestingly though, B-Man, this law hasn't changed for the streaming era.
And it doesn't apply to any streaming platforms which have started broadcasting some sporting events.
Big, big trouble for free-to-air. B-Man, I checked my credit score this month and it actually went down 20 points. Did a little bit of research into that, found that I applied for a credit card. Bang, it went down. But Flux fam, if you want to know what's changed with your credit report this month, make sure to download the Flux app and check out the credit score tool.